everyone, this is Dishani Chakraborty presenting before you a short podcast on the topic Get Fit, Don't Quit. We are celebrating the Fit India Week, and hence it is relevant to pick up this topic for our discussion. Do you know BCBSAZ? I'm sure y'all are not understanding. But let me clear. It's Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona. It launched a wellness program called Get Fit, Don't Quit on 22nd October 2018, which aims to empower the Arizonans to live a healthier lifestyle through some fitness videos and tips on how to become more active. Physical fitness is actually a set of attributes that people achieve in their lifetime, and they relate to the ability to perform physical activities. And this is the definition given by the US Department of Health and Human Services. I should stress on this point also that exercises and physical fitness go hand in hand, which is extremely imperative for our body, both internally and externally. Even it's medically approved that people doing regular fitness activities are quite away from the risk of serious diseases. You will be shocked to know that a reduction of heart strokes by 35%, depression by 30%, and diabetes by 50% is an average reduction of such risks, okay, of the diseases. Isn't it great? Yeah, it's great. So, since on the very first note I stressed upon physical fitness, let me now speak a few words on its advantages. Well, firstly, fitness helps us to keep our bones and muscles strong, which is a very common advantage. Secondly, it balances our weight. It improves brain activities and makes us more productive. And lastly, it gives a sound 8 hours long sleep at night. And I'm very sure that the last point doesn't matches for many, and even I'm under this category. Okay. Now, I come to the very important topic. That is exercise. I think we all are aware of the term, so I would not go further into this. But I would like to talk about the types of exercises and some very common examples. Research showed that there are 4 types of exercises mainly: endurance, strength, balance, and flexibility. Some examples can be crab push-ups, curl push-ups, then climbing wall, super ball bounce, high knee march, then standing squats, yes, general body balance. Then I also can include straddle stretches and calf stretches. So these are some of the very common examples. So listeners, what did you learn? Being fit and doing regular exercise is very important, isn't it? Yes. But do you know that in UK, 12th January is celebrated as a Quitters Day? Yes, it's Quitters Day. Quitters Day. Yes, I'm sure. But y'all are thinking that Quitters Day? Why? Why is it? Let me now clear. Because this is the day when most people give up their resolution to lose weight. Yes, in UK, every year they take a resolution to lose weight. But on 12th January, you know, they end up quitting. Why? They usually quit Maybe for some of these reasons. Number one, not seeing results quick enough. Yes, it's common, like in everything. This is basically due to impatience. Like, I feel this is basically due to impatience. Why? Because people think that within one day they will see the massive transformation. Listeners, you tell, is it possible? Secondly, set up some unrealistic goals, which people are sometimes not able to fulfill. So it's very important that we all should set a target or a goal that is easily achievable. Third, very important, boredom. Yes, it's a boredom. The word itself tells you. A feeling of bore. This leads to monotonicity. And this is the final reason. Why? Because monotonicity is a very crucial role that really saddens one's mind and soul. So we should try a variety of fitness activities so that it doesn't become boring and dull so fast. We can go on doing this for long. Finally, I would say to everyone out there that everything is a time-consuming process, whether it is fitness or education. So this is just an friendly advice from me. So please, listeners, everyone out there, try to be fit with all your heart. It has no disadvantages in being fit. So stay fit. Don't quit. Thank you. Hey everyone, this is Dishani here and you are listening to DC Trills with Dishani. My last topic of discussion was beauty, and I could really figure out that people outside India are also liking my podcast made on beauty. So people staying in Texas and Ohio, Midwest, US, I'm very thankful to them. Please go on hearing and sharing. Thank you. Okay. So today, my topic of discussion is somewhat very near to beauty, but it is not the same at all. It's a very common topic. Again, it can be a crazed topic. People like craze for this topic. And the topic is none other than fashion, I think. Everybody, the minds got up and they're just, flying over the moon, Okay, so today in this topic, I'm going to give you a very concise description, not only for the introduction, but about some fashion designers of India, some types of fashion, and etc. So I'm going to start. Now let me give you a short introduction first. Fashion is a popular aesthetic expression at a particular period and place, especially in footwear, lifestyle, accessories, makeup, hairstyle, and many more. Last time I told you that aesthetic is actually a philosophical study that is wholly based on beauty. I think it contains everything, expressions, traits, concept of beauty. Now, when I just talked about the definition or the introduction of fashion, I think many of you are thinking that what is the difference between style and fashion then? What is the basic difference? Don't worry, I'm going to tell you. Fashion is an industry-supported expression and lasts for a very long time. Whereas, style is an expression that lasts for many seasons and is connected to culture, social, and symbols. So this is the basic difference, that style is something very spiritual. You have to always maintain the style which the society, culture, and the symbols demand from you. You can't wear anything, if you want, you can't wear your favorite jeans and top while going to a marriage party, the favorite one that you have. Or you can't wear anything and everything that you want to wear when you are going to a birthday party. Yes, you can wear something very Western. You can wear something very traditional when you're going to a marriage party, but that doesn't mean that you will be wearing your like wardrobe, your favorite wardrobe dresses you are going to put on yourself. This is not at all correct, because you have to keep in mind that what kind of style does the culture, society and symbols demand from you. You have to go by that. Fashion generally denotes to the word latest, be it the latest trend or the latest difference in style. So, you know, very important, I think, for everybody, when you just wear something new and your friend tells you that, did you buy this or is it new? You will just tell in one word, don't you know that this is the latest fashion in the market? I think this is a very common word. Even I am under this category. Okay, now let us talk on the history of fashion. A very little history I have for you. Well, the word fashion was first used in the 14th century. Till date, we don't have any information about who has coined the term fashion. But this is very worth of hearing. The Charles Frederick Worth. Yes, Charles Frederick Worth was the first known fashion designer in the world. Imagine. Just a big applause for him. Now let me come, you know, a vast topic, that is types of fashion. So I have some types of fashion for you and some examples. Like, now these types of fashion are even followed in India generally. Number one, sporty. Sporty is also called athleisure. Here, dresses include bike shorts, sweatshirts and other gym wear. Number two, bohemian. Bohemian style is borrowed from the 1960s, which includes a maxi dress, bell-bottom pants, slouchy handbags. Oh my God, you know, slouchy handbags are my favorite. Number three, grunge. Naturally originated from the 1980s and the 1990s fashion. Dresses include oversized skins, ripped jeans, black boots and frizzy hairstyle. This frizzy can be also called as unkempt hairstyle, where you don't comb your hair and like frizzy, you know, like all here and there, this and there. Okay, it's a bad condition of a hair. But yes, this is a style. Okay, number four, preppy. Preppy is a style which is inspired by uniforms worn at East Coast prep schools and Ivy League colleges. I mean, this is a kind of a inspiration that has been got from the uniforms that are being worn by the students in these schools and colleges. It takes inspiration again mainly from higher sports like polo, sailing and horseback riding. Dresses include Oxford shirts, agile sweaters, socks, pearls, cardigans, boat shoes and blazer. Number five, the fifth style. I think nowadays people like to be in this style only. I think everybody will be agreeing with me, and it's called the streetwear. I know what's going on in your mind. Casual fashion type that became popular in 1990s. It includes hoodies, baggy pants, expensive sneakers, skater, hip-hop style caps and logo shirts. I think logo shirts is again one very important, the big logo in front of you and all. Like nowadays, the big, very much, I have seen, I think from online, some of my friends even buy. Now the latest trend is that having a Alan Walker sign on your dress, I think it looks very, adorable and trendy. Classic too. Okay, now I'm going to talk something, very brief again, about Indian fashion. Indian fashion is wholly traditional. Women like to wear lehenga, long skirt, salwar kameez and saris. Men like to be in only dhoti and pajamas. They keep it very elegant. Women keep it elegant by putting a bindi on their forehead, and their style is just complete in an awesome manner. Now, some fashion designers of India who have invaded India like without a fashion look, my God, they have reached us, they have helped to reach us the biggest fashion trend of the world. I mean, everything has come in front of us. You know, like, so amazing to look at. So some greatest fashion designers of India are, oh my God, when I'm just talking about this, I think what is going on in your minds. Sabyasachi Mukherjee, Manish Malhotra, Tarun Tahiliani, Ritu Kumar, Anita Dongre, Masaba Gupta, Sandeep Khosla, and Anamika Khanna. These are some of the greatest fashion designers of India. They have known for their wedding outfits, any kind of promo outfits, any kind of like Bollywood film outfits, what is needed and all. Gowns, whatever you want, I think we'll get in like stand-wise uniform manner. We're going to get in the like in the same stake we're going to get it. So just bag it, you know. Okay, so this was What About My Fashion podcast today. If you liked it, please comment. You can leave a voice message to me in the link which is given in my description box, or you can search DC Drills with Ishani. Till then, stay tuned. Have a very nice day. Thank you.